Welcome to Kabbalah for Everyone with the Order of the White Lion. This is the story of the four great archangels and the reasoning behind how they became so important in the mind of humanity. Ancient man, while studying the nature of existence, discovered that the four mighty elements which governed life were fundamental to all manifestation. These elements were air, fire, water, and earth. Understanding themselves as part of manifestation, these ancient people searched for the elements within themselves. As their thoughts were free-moving and unseen, they likened them to the element air. As their desires burned in their breasts, so they likened this to the element fire. As tears flowed in response to their feelings, so they likened this to the element water. And as the stability of their bodies, like the planet they lived upon, was the basis of survival, so this then represented the element earth. Extending this understanding, it was thus decided that there were four inner requirements for lasting happiness. They were peace of mind, courage of convictions, love within the heart, and strength of resolve. Just as the four elements are the building bricks of manifestation, so these four great truths became the building bricks of civilization and were eventually known as the attributes of faith, hope, charity, and understanding. We hear of these qualities in spiritual teachings, but few people really appreciate their meaning or the history behind them. In ancient times, the wise men of the Aztecs, Shaman, Israelites, Egyptians, and many others, including the Maasai tribes of Africa, lived by these beliefs, and throughout the ages pieced together pictorial images which described the four great concepts in a way that all could visualize and understand. Over aeons of time, these images were continuously built by man and ensouled by spiritual forces, until eventually they became accepted by all the religions of the world as archetypes of great power, described by different names but with the same faces. In Western tradition, the archetypes are known as the archangels Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel. These angelic forces represent, respectively, peace through faith, Raphael, courage through hope, Michael, love through charity, Gabriel, and strength through understanding, Uriel. And through the immensity of their angelic power, these archangels are deemed capable of manipulating and controlling the mighty energies of the elements. The energies of the elements were known as the elemental kingdoms, around which definite images also evolved to aid understanding. Hence, in every folklore we find stories of sylphs, salamanders, undines, and fairy folk. As far-reaching as this philosophy may seem, it cannot be denied that the human mind is capable of achieving phenomena way beyond scientific understanding. It is on belief that religions are built, and with the loss of belief, empires have fallen. Over thousands of years, the images of the archangels and elemental kingdoms have been passed down from generation to generation. Although originally portraying a force or an idea in the minds of ancient man, so strong is their description that these images, like a hologram, have left their imprint deep in the recesses of all our hearts. Whatever we may believe, the forces of peace, courage, love, and strength are as real as those of war, fear, hate, and weakness. The only difference being that one builds unity amongst mankind and the other destroys it. Thus, it is the solid belief of many that the archangels are masters of the elements, and when consciously cultivated within our psyche, form around us a protection so great that no destructive influence is able to penetrate. It is also thought by some that if we forget these archangels and their elemental kingdoms, they will get weaker and weaker and eventually no longer exist, for their images will fade and the principles they portray will dwindle and die. So whether we believe they exist or not, it may be interesting to consider if it's worth the risk of denying their importance, just in case. We hope you've enjoyed listening about the archangels. A full description of the four archangels and their infinite protection has been written by Jenny Shell with music by Paul French. This beautiful guided meditation is available on iTunes and through the Order of the White Lion website, www.orderofthewhitelion.com. More information on the archangels and elemental kingdoms can also be found on the Order of the White Lion website, as well as a complete series of workbooks explaining how to use the Tree of Life. If you have a question on Kabbalah and the Tree of Life, then please post it on Twitter using hashtag AskOwl. We will be happy to answer it on future podcasts. Thank you for listening.